I'm Todd, and before you guys think it, well, actually, you guys are thinking it. Yes, I am the better-looking son. So, but you know what? That's okay. sorry, man. It's genetics. So I was thinking about this, and as we came up Sunday, I really didn't expect my father to pass, you know, but we're hopeful, you know, we'd prayed, you know, with expectancy, but we know God is sovereign, and you know, and so when we're going to speak, it's like, okay, you know, how can I honor my father the most? So these, there's a few things as I thought, if my father was standing right here, you know, what would bring him honor? And I'm going to share some memories with you and then some things that I think he would want as a takeaway. Some of the memories, I remember we would go duck hunting. I don't really remember killing a lot of ducks or him, but I remember us scaring the ducks. And I'll just say it was foggy, so the ducks, you know, we killed them. We couldn't see where they fell. you know, this is, I was talking to Paulo and Mike yesterday, and something crossed my mind when we were at the viewing was Ron gave us this truck, you know, just a couple days ago to drive and take stuff. Use it to haul stuff around, and this truck reminded me of a truck that my dad taught me to drive in. This is old Nissan. Now it's a clutch, right? And every time you let off the gas, though, it would die. So you can imagine you pushing the clutch, you let off the gas, the thing dies. Well, we're at a hill one time, and I let off I push the clutch in, let off the gas, and the thing dies, right? And we start rolling down backwards. There's cars behind us. They are honking and honking and honking. And my father, though he may disagree with this, this is my perception. He, as a supportive, loving father, ducked down. He ducked down because he was so embarrassed. two more memories is I remember there's a church. I don't remember what church it is downtown, but you know, on Christmas or Christmas Eve, I guess it was, we would go and we would do Meals and Wheels. Actually, it wasn't Meals and Wheels, but equivalent to that. And we would go and give folks who were down and out food. And like that was just my father's heart. You know, like he loved to serve. Yes, he had singing ministry, but he loved to serve. I forgot to. This is my lovely wife, Lindsay. Sorry. a memory that I know it was dear to both of us. So, we got engaged in December, and this is after my father found out he had pancreatic cancer, and we came in, and we talked about it, and we were excited. We got engaged here, just out there in Kapuska, and we came back, and my dad said, "Oh, come downstairs right away," you know. So we went downstairs, and my father, he's saying, "Only Jesus can love you more," to Lindsay and I, and that was a song he was singing on behalf of me to my wife to be, Lindsay, and you know, she's crying, of course. I'm rock solid, you know, you know, Lindsay was just like, that is, I mean, immediately he just took her in. You know, he loved her as a daughter. And he told me before Christmas, I mean, I wanted to marry Lindsay. So he already knew that, right? And so he just told me, he's like, "Well, for Christmas, you know what I want, Todd?" I said, "What?" He goes, "I want a ring on Lindsay's finger." Right. And I mean, I was really going to do it anyways, but that just kind of showed his heart, like how much he loved, you know, he loved well. And all right, I don't want to run too long here. So just a few things. If there's one thing I want you guys to take away from this, it's that my father was a lover of Jesus. Right. And was he a good father? Yes. Was he a good husband? Yes. Was he a good engineer, a good friend, all these things? Yes, he was all those things. But those are just a symptom of something that's greater, right? He loved Jesus, not just this intellectual knowledge. You know, it's not like I go and I read about Abraham Lincoln or Caesar or, you know, Winston Churchill. I don't know those guys, right? But my father knew Jesus. He had a personal relationship with Jesus. And I just want to read a couple verses here, and then I'll shut up. But this is what my father lived by. This is Matthew chapter 22. It says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depends all the law and the prophets." Everything. Everything in Scripture can be wrapped up in that. And that was how my father lived. That's how he lived his life. And then read another passage here. This is Romans chapter 8. I'm sure many of you guys have listened to this passage before. I got a lot of scribbling in here, so it's going to be kind of hard to read. So sorry if I stumble over these words. This is chapter 8, and Paul had been talking about God's grace and sovereignty prior to this. So, and then he leads into this. "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ is the one who died. More than that, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And just a couple thoughts on that. And I say that because that's, my family has confidence of where my father is, because my father had a relationship with Jesus. He was a lover of Jesus Christ. And as we all, none of us are perfect. And where there's areas that we can grow, God so graciously loves us, you know, regardless if we deserve it or not. He loves us. And, you know, that nothing can separate my father's relationship with the Lord. As a pastor says, listen to, he says, "How can my father lose something that he never earned?" Right? That gift he had with Jesus was free, just open hands, childlike faith. And when it distills all down in our life, you know, I mean, you can be all these great things in your life. You can be a CEO, you can be a plumber, you could be an electrician or a doctor, doesn't matter what it is. But at the end of the day, if what is our relationship with Jesus Christ? You know, like he was a real man who walked this earth and who died for our sins. And in that, my father lived his life. So as many of you have already seen my father and paid honor to him, and if we go to the gravesite, I ask that you just, when you look upon him, and many things come in mind, brother, father, whomever, you know, what came to mind, just remember that he is a lover of Jesus, and that is the most single most important aspect of his life. And in that, from that flowed him being a good father and getting a good husband. And I want to end with this quote. It's by C.S. Lewis. It's one of my favorite quotes. C.S. Lewis used to be an atheist a long time ago, and he's dead now, but he was a hardcore atheist, and God wooed his heart. And he says, "I believe in Christ like I believe in the sunrise. I believe in Christ like I believe in the sunrise, not because I see him, but because by him I see everything else. When the sun comes up in the east, I don't stare into the sun and go, 'Oh, the sun's up.' No, I see the pink glow upon the clouds. I see the light blue of the sky. I see the reflection of the sun in the windows. You know, and everything comes into picture when Christ is our Savior. Everything makes sense. It doesn't mean life will be easy. It doesn't mean you don't go through hardships. But we just know that we are loved by somebody whose love is unwavering. And so that's all I have to say. And we love my father so much, and he'll be greatly missed. And sorry if I was a little long-winded.